This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Broadcasting live from the TGO Media World Headquarters, Studio H. This is TGO Radio. I am Brian Wise. Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant, producing at the other end of my palatial estate here. It's show producer extraordinaire, Douglas K. Reacharound. How we doing, man?
Do you know what I'm saying?
What, like right now? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes. Just checking.
Okay. You want to hit a bowl or something? Check out the mini episode next week if you want to know where I have found a new obsession.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with this fucking guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be visiting him often.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to pursue that.
Yeah.
Get a little promo cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Ouch. Fucking eye itches.
Does your face hurt?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. Why?
It's killing me.
Oh, okay. Right. See, that's how you do. That's improv, kids.
Exactly.
That's yes and.
Yeah.
I yes and did Jeff, and he came with his mediocre punchline. That's what happens. What's going on with you?
Oh, living the fucking dream.
Yeah, are you?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of are, though. Like, you're doing well.
I am. I shouldn't say it like that.
You're doing well. Your wife's doing well. You got a pothead son still at home.
Yeah, but you know what? That kid handed me a bank envelope full of money last night to
there
hold for him towards a car, and he's
okay.
Got a nice little down payment saved up already, so.
What's he driving now?
An 06 Monte Carlo.
Oh, okay.
Piece of shit.
Well, that's... Can I tell you, by the way, how much money I've spent in parts for the Jeep in the last week or two?
Well, Jesus just
Christ.
Empty every pocket, motherfucker.
Woohoo!
You couldn't give me one of those pieces of shit.
I gotta tell you, oh my
those things.
Fucking Christ. Here's a story. Hang on real quick before you get to whatever you got there.
It's something stupid. Imagine that.
Where is it? Now I can't find it. Of course. A man in Harrison, New York, dies after being pinned under a car trying to steal a catalytic converter.
Oh,
now,
that's really
tragic. That's a shame.
Damn, wow.
That's a shame, right?
Sure.
Remember when my catalytic converter went out? It went out as I was driving. Yeah. That's how I know it wasn't stolen, because it went out as I was driving. And I talked about it on the show. It's a kind of, it's loud, it's embarrassing. It's, I hate calling attention to myself. I'm just trying to get around. I'm not trying.
Right, yeah.
And I took it to a mechanic two doors down from where I work. I'm not going to name them.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. One, the mechanic said, new catalytic converter is $1,000.
$1,000 for your Jeep?
$1,000. That's, so I go, all right, let me get the part. So I bought a $250 catalytic converter.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was a little bit less than that, but it was in that range. And it sat around. And it sat around because if I'm not in the mood to do something, I won't do it.
Right.
Money, not so much these days, isn't the issue it would have been, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I just am lazy and didn't want to go. So I go, man, $1,000 is salty. But there's a place right next door to where I work that's a muffler and brake place. So I dropped, a week and a half or so ago, I dropped the Jeep off in there. I put the key up in the visor, and I call them, because I get to work before they open, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I call them, and I go, hey, it's Brian Wise. I'm actually right next door here. This is my, it's my Jeep sitting out front. I have the part. Can you take a look at it and tell me how much it is to get a new catalytic converter on there? I have the part. He goes, okay, let me take a look at it. Half hour or so goes by. They pull the Jeep around. Another half hour goes by. They pull it out and park it. My cell phone rings. He goes, let me just clarify something with you. And I go, all right. He goes, it's not a performance issue. Your issue was the noise. I go, yeah, it's embarrassing. I'm old. I'm not trying to call attention to myself. It's a problem. He goes, okay, so what it is was the pipe beyond your catalytic converter had rusted and fallen out.
Yeah.
So I kind of fabricated a piece of metal and put it on there. It cost you $100. Now, $100 versus $1,000.
For a catalytic converter that didn't need to be replaced.
Correct.
Oh, I'd have called him. Did you call him?
No.
Oh, I would have.
No, I didn't. But
I would have. I worked for 10 years as a body mechanic / wrench turner. And that fucking shit infuriates me when people pull that on other people that don't know. In fact, if it was close like that to work, I'd have probably stopped in there and said, hey, you know who I talked to? Wouldn't have done any good, but it made me feel better. And I hope there would have been other customers standing around there.
And that's probably why I didn't. Now, the kid on the phone to the muffler and brake place goes, he's trying to be a diplomat, and he's probably half my age.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, to be fair, they might not have the right equipment and probably didn't see it, blah, 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 blah.
Good for him. He did his job well.
And I go, and you know what? He just earned my business.
Your business.
Time going forward. He's earned my business.
Yep.
$1,000 versus, it was funny.
Did you return the part?
No. I'll hold on to it in case the fucker actually falls off.
Well, what year is that car?
Anyway, I think that the window to return it is closed anyway.
Yeah.
So. 08.
Because usually with a catalytic converter, they get plugged up before they, unless they rust away.
Yeah.
But they usually get plugged up and you'll notice performance issues instead of
gotcha.
Instead of a noise issue with them. Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
So anyway,
I had one go out so bad I had to get under there and hit it with a hammer periodically to loosen shit up so the exhaust could flow out better until I could changed out. Yep.
So anyway, that's what $1,000 versus $100. Although the kid did say to me on the phone, he goes, $100, Brian, preferably in cash, was what he said to me. And I'm like, what the hell's going on over there? Are you guys fucking running drugs out of the back or what's happening? But anyway, I went to the ATM and got $100 for him, and that was what happened.
You know what? We went to eat with Trixie's sister up by the lake, and we were meeting her up there because she lives up in that area, and she called her sister and said, oh, hey, by the way, this place only takes cash. Wow. Odd.
Well, that's because there's a 3% transaction on every debit and credit card. And they don't want to pay it. I'm not mad at them. you know, sure.
Yeah, no, I whatever, man. I mean, it's, I just don't carry cash anymore.
No, because it's 2021. Right. Why would you carry cash still?
Yeah.
I think I've got maybe $7 in my wallet, maybe.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. I don't fucking, I just, that makes me so angry when people do that to people that don't know any better. And they've probably been getting away with it forever.
Probably. So what do you got there?
So my sister sent me this. We throw TikTok videos back and forth to each other. And she sends me this TikTok.
I got to tell you what, as far as fucking Chinese spy apps go, TikTok is my favorite.
Is it the worst?
No, I love it.
Oh,
I fucking
oh,
will.
Oh, I get you.
I will forget about it for weeks at a time, and then I'll open it one day, and before I know,
you know it, the 5 hours
going down.
5 hours is fucking gone.
That's amazing.
So she sends me this clip
from
the Brady Bunch.
This is the Brady Bunch. Okay.
The kids in the there were a couple episodes where the kids were doing like a
we're
band.
We're doing a band.
Thing.
Yeah.
Now, the song is a piece of shit. Okay.
Oh, Jan's kind of got some gams on her, man.
Oh, she did. But just...
A kid touch her right there.
Yeah, yeah. Turns to winter, and then winter turns to spring.
It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything. I bet this was a hit. Even true for voices when boys begin to grow. Uh-oh.
So...
Wait a minute. Hang on. Wait a minute now. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. This is the episode where Peter's voice changed. Okay, so let's go back just a second here. Hang on. I got a question. Alice, would you?
No. No? No, never. Never. Never would have fucked Alice.
Carol?
Show me
Carol?
Young. Carol could have gotten fucked.
Yeah.
But show me young Alice.
Ann B. Davis?
Yeah, show me young
Ann B. I think you're going to be surprised.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it goes something like this. Time to Change is a 1972 bubblegum pop song from the television sitcom The Brady Bunch.
Does this confirm?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Oh,
it's not. It's not. It's it. It. It
it's,
yeah.
It's worse.
It almost got better with time, didn't it?
That olive oil looking bitch. Let me tell you something. Wow. Holy shit! Was she unfuckable at every
stage of the game.
Every stage of life, Aunt B was unfuckable. Holy shit. Wow.
Yep.
Why does she look like old Anne Frank right there?
She looks like my MBA. Like,
Jesus Christ. You're hosting Jeopardy, you old bitch.
So the point. The point to all this.
Oh, my God.
Is I'm watching this.
Yeah.
And I send it back to my sister. I said, I think the Brady Bunch. Has got to be the whitest television show ever produced by Hollywood.
Ooh. That's...
You got a group of fucking kids that throughout every episode got to do whatever the fuck they wanted to do.
I love that the old boy is wearing fringe on his fucking...
Well, yeah, of course he is,
shirt,
who, Craig.
Yeah. Okay. All three of those girls can get fucked, maybe. So,
you know, Marsha being that middle one had some fucking issues.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, she had some fucking issues.
She was gonna throw some. She was gonna throw some pussy at you. The thing is, Jan, is that Jan?
That's
right.
That's Jan. That's
okay.
Marsha.
That's Marsha. Marsha's fuckable right now.
Oh yeah.
In that. Jan, not far off, but she's got some gams on her in this. Huh? Boy, she's probably like 15 here.
Yeah, probably.
It's too old for me, am I right?
You're right. Oh, look at the kids. Day by day, it's hard to see
the changes you've been through. Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Oh, it's awful. It's just awful.
Dude, Partridge Family was pretty white too, though.
Yeah, but at least that adds a little. That had diversity because you know Shirley Jones was a fucking lesbo.
I'd have fucking put Marsha on the hood of my Jeep and eating her like a 10-piece McNugget, man.
With Szechuan sauce?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, there'd have been some sauce, but that girl could get fucked by me. Wow.
So you realize they're down here in the corner.
Yeah, I saw
all of them.
Cindy is just too old for me. No.
You got to rearrange, right? Very clever song.
That's fucking terrible. What the fuck is happening?
It's the episode where Peter's voice changed.
Was that right?
Mm-hmm. Young man finally hit puberty.
Oh, I bet fucking What's-Her-Face had a thatch on her that would fucking...
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hairy fucking shorts,
Jesus Christ,
baby.
You'd have had to hack through that like... like Tarzan was in the woods and... Oh, my God, is that fucking terrible.
Put this right up there with fucking Shadow Dancing.
How dare you? I'll defend Shadow Dancing. Oh, and
we'll just leave that up.
And B was never fuckable.
Never. I have not
She's
run into a picture yet that I go maybe.
Worst.
Okay, right there, that picture. That's the best one so far. It's still not great. Oof. What happened?
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Best line ever from a Beastie Boys song. I'm like Sam the Butcher bringing Alice meat.
Yeah. Oh, the record did not chart. Time to Change did not chart.
Say it isn't so.
According to Wikipedia and an impeccable source. She looks like Jeannie's Jewish sister.
Cigarettes?
Oh, fucking terrible. Good Lord.
Fucking throw her in the Model A and take her down to the Bijou.
Yes, the Bijou. Yes. They never shave
up. We should wait and get old timey guy to weigh in on this, would you?
You never shave above your knees because then you're tempted to open your legs for people.
Yes. The hair gets tangled up so you can't spread your legs. Is that how it goes? It's like fucking Velcro.
In 72, the pubes on these fucking bitches, and it just held smells. And it was just like, ugh.
Lint. Fucking potato chip clippings.
Just the fucking worst.
Did you ever watch the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds?
No, I've heard it's hilarious, but I've never
seen it. So all through the show, you know, it takes place at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they're training the new guy. And so all through the show, the waiters play this dick-showing game. Okay? And so if you're in the kitchen and you hide behind the corner, you fucking just get your rod out. And if the guy turns a corner and looks at it, you get to, like, kick him in the ass. Well, there's different things that you can do to it. And, what's that fucking dude's name? Can I think of his name? But anyway, he's explaining to the new guy the different thing, the bat wing where you pull your fucking the skin of your balls out, make it look like a bat wing or a fruit bowl. Dude, you have to see this fucking. Maybe we can find this.
Hang on. The bat wing?
The bat wing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hang on. I can't even work the internet.
The bat wing? That is very funny.
The penis game.
Oh,
the penis game, that's it.
The bat wing is...
Now look, the main thing to remember is to get the other guy to unknowingly look at your cock and balls. Okay, don't just fucking pull down your pants and say, look at my dick. You gotta be sneaky. I wanna go through the position with you, okay? The first one's the easiest one, okay? Call that one the lock. All right? All you got to do, pull down your pants real quick, show them the goods. They look. You get to kick them in the ass once.
Once.
Second one is called the brain. Right? What you got to do there is you got to isolate your nuts with your fist. Okay, now take a chance to look at it, okay? Because it bears a striking resemblance to...
Brain. The brain. Yeah.
Okay, for that you get two kicks. Okay, so now the third one, I call it the back. What you do is you take the skin from your nuts.
I can't believe it. Jesus Christ. I don't know what happened.
I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. Holy shit.
God, I fucking hit too many buttons.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Now look, right, the main thing to remember.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, now take. Okay. For that you get two kicks.
Right.
Okay, okay, so now the third one, I call it the bat wing.
Oh. Okay.
What you do is you take the excess skin from your nuts, and you take it, and you make it flat like paper, right?
Make it flat.
And once again, you take the time to appreciate this. You see that it looks all veiny and alive, like a bat wing, right? Then look. Right? But you can't forget this, right? You gotta call him a fag, okay?
You gotta
Very
call him
important. A... The game loses its meaning if you don't humiliate them for being a fucking... Now, the last one. The last one's called the goat.
The goat.
Okay, it's a bit trickier. If you can pull it off, you are a god among men, all right? What you do is you take your nuts, you're thick, right? You tuck it underneath your pants, pull your pants down, show it, all right? But it's sticking out the backside. You got that? Okay, well, that's just about covering all the different variations that we have. But you know, we're always looking for new positions. So look, next time you got a little downtime, you find yourself a little bored, play with your nuts. You know what I'm saying? See what you come up with, okay? It's all good.
I am fucking crying.
Oh, my God. The bat wing. Stretch it flat like paper.
Okay, so I'm not even going to tell you then what I was going to try and tell you. Oh, holy shit. Okay, this is fucking really good, too. This is another scene.
I can get you to drink while you're looking at the menus?
Okay, I don't mean to be a bitch, but the last four times we've come here, the food was awful.
Well, I apologize for the food the last few times, and we will certainly do our best to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, that's what the last waitress said.
The poor Amy, she's a different story. See, she was DOA from the very beginning.
And by extra lemon, we mean enough for our waters, and then some more.
Oh, look at the scowl on that woman's face.
It's my fault.
That would be lovely.
It's all my fault. Thank you
so much.
Yes, don't worry about it.
Hey, Monty. Could you drop off my food, please? I can't deal with that bitch anymore.
No problem. It's go time, Mitch.
Hey there, ladies.
Amy's busy, so I thought I'd bring your food out for you.
But I still have some salad left.
Oh, well, would you like me to take the food back and bring it out in a few minutes?
Yeah, and let it dry out under the heat lamps. Just give me the food.
Oh, my God. Fucking hate.
Oh, wait till you see what they do to
Did
this
fucking
bitch.
Did that waitress listen to a word I said? This steak is medium rare. I asked for it medium, and I wanted extra gravy on my mashed potatoes. Let me ask you something. How hard is your job? How intelligent do you have to be to take a food order? Jesus!
Ma'am, you're absolutely right, and I apologize. I'm going to get this fixed for you right away.
Good. Now I can finish.
You know Dane Cook.
Yeah.
He's in here and he plays one of the line cooks. I've never been a terribly big fan of his comedy, but I'm telling you what, he is fucking gold.
In this.
Yeah. He is fucking gold.
Here's my salad.
They had to have filmed this in an Applebee's somewhere.
The place is called Shenanigans.
Gentlemen. We have our first official biatch.
And by the way, young Anna Faris.
Well, hot.
We have
she's our very first hot.
Official biatch of the day.
Oh, come on, guys. She wasn't that bad, was she?
Well, Amy, it's your table. You decide.
She was a fucking bitch.
She's a fucking bitch.
The first thing we do is we add a little extra gravy to the mashed potato.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's it. What? Good job, buddy. Good job. Nice one. Followed by a thin spread of cheese for your garlic bread.
Oh,
some
no.
Fromunda cheese.
Oh, yeah. Fromunda cheese. Yeah, Fromunda
fresh
cheese.
From the taint.
I like never.
Fresh, good.
Fresh from the taint.
Never fuck with people
yeah,
who work
with. Yeah, have a little guacamole for the steak.
Whoa.
Mm.
Wait.
What are you doing?
Come on, man. You can't be mixing Mexican and continental. Come on, man. I thought you was better than that.
Can't be mixing Mexican and continental.
Have a little garlic salt.
Oh! Jesus Christ!
That's what I'm talking about!
These guys have a deep commitment to their job.
Yeah.
Finally, a garnish of alfalfa sprouts adds a touch of class. Touch of class. Fanny meal?
Oh, they're long? Oh my God!
Oh, God.
Good stuff.
I have never fucked with people who deal with my food, man.
Wait, hang on, that's coming up.
Oh.
Here you go, ma'am. I had the chefs take extra special care of it for you.
Oh.
And I'm truly sorry for the ink.
It's making me sick. Almost dropped out. Oh my gosh, he's eating it. Oh, my God.
You know, we should probably feel guilty, but she broke the cardinal rule. Don't fuck with people that handle your food.
Never.
Don't fuck with people that handle
that's
your
been,
food.
That's been a rule of mine since...
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so going back to what started that whole conversation towards the end of this movie, at the end of the evening... The waitresses and the way they're all sitting around waiting for the last final few seconds of the clock to take off. And one of the waitresses, this psychotic fucking neurotic bitch, starts fucking asking them, talking to them about the penis showing game and shit. And she fucking jumps up on the table and fucking whips up her fucking skirt. That's all I'm going to say. Oof.
I may have to watch that. That
it's it, dude. It is that. It is very funny.
That scene's tough. Well,
very
that was
funny.
A little tough because I hate the idea of having my food fucked with. I'm always nice to those people. Always.
I've always said that you would, for me, like to not even leave you a tip. You would literally have to walk up,
yeah.
Pull the bun off the burger,
right?
Hawk in it,
yeah,
and
right.
Put it back and
yeah,
put it on
that's
my
me.
Plate.
That's me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. You don't fuck with those people.
No, I guess.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Well, an investigation now underway after a woman's disturbing discovery at a Moore grocery store.
And tonight, police say the crime may not end there. News 4's Austin Brissett on the night beat.
Well, Jolene, Brent, I've done a lot of stories in my relatively short career. But I've never seen anything like this. The story is very disturbing in several ways. And for
easy for you to say, you mush-mouthed
several
chicken.
Ways. The story is disturbing in several ways.
One more woman. It turned out to be a terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
And I pick up a bag of pizza rolls, and there's literally...
I know.
A piece of rolls?
Pizza rolls.
Oh, I literally did not understand that.
Why are you so racist?
Literally.
A Sunday trip to the store turned out to be more than what this mom bought. Situation.
Hang on.
And I pick up a bag of pizza rolls, and there's literally...
A Sunday trip to the store turned out to be more than what this mom bargained for.
Human... Excuse my language.
The cousin, I can swear, I wish you could string together a fucking coherent sentence.
Pardon my French. Oh, yeah. I speak French.
Well, I speak French.
the person of interest in the disturbing incident has been apprehended.
It was shit, I'm assuming, right?
A man allegedly defecated in a grocery store freezer Sunday night. And a woman who was shopping.
Hot Pockets. Just fucking sitting there on those pizza rolls.
No,
just fucking steaming.
You think it's just sitting there, but it's better than that.
Oh, no. Did it have to, did it, was it?
Accidentally put her hand in it while reaching for groceries that were covering it. So it was, there was a bag on top. Then human shit underneath. With another, it was like a sandwich. A shit sandwich.
A shit sandwich.
Guess this ain't a hotel no more.
Come see us tonight when we open. We'll find you a place to lay down.
And someone to keep your feet warm. I'm Al Squires, you know, the joint across the street. Oh,
the gym.
That's it.
Sal Tolliver, Al.
Ed Sawyer, Joni Stubbs.
Joni Stubbs is fucking sexy in that first season, man.
Smoking.
God damn, was she hot.
Yes.
You people must have trained with the heathens. Yeah, you come upon us unbeknownst.
How long you been in camp, Al?
Well, this year's size since March. I was here last year, too, where the fucking cavalry drove us out.
Put all the whites out, didn't they?
Well, deep fucking thinkers in Washington put forward that policy.
Mm-hmm.
This year, though, so many soldiers deserting to prospect. Give up the ghost, let us all back in. And, of course, Custer sorted out the fucking Sioux for us, so now we're all safe as at our mother's tits.
You had a job for our side, didn't you, Al?
How about that long-haired fucking blowhard, huh? I'll tell you this, son, you can mark my words. Crazy Horse Winner, the little bighorn, bought his people on good long-term ass fucking. You do not want to be a dirt-worshipping heathen from this fucking point forward. Pardon my French.
Oh, I speak French.
Oh, she's fucking sexy in that first season, man.
Yep.
And I pick up a bag of pizza rolls. And there's literally...
A Sunday trip to the store turned out to be more than what this mom bargained for.
Oh, on a Sunday, no less. The Lord's Day.
On the fucking Lord's Day.
Human
shit.
Excuse my language.
Excuse me.
I was upset. I was disgusted. I feel like I was violated.
Sure.
I'll pick up a bag of pizza rolls.
Right, Johnson from Morris still trying to comprehend what happened while picking up a bag of pizza rolls from the freezer section.
I grabbed the bag.
Yeah.
I felt something smushy on the bag, so I turned it over, and there it was.
It was something smushy this way comes.
It was a
oh my god, smushy.
It was a pizza roll bag shit sandwich, is what it was.
I'm gonna name my next beer Smushy Stout.
Police saying it was human feces.
We kind of figured it out.
Shirley says another bag had been placed on top of it, covering it up.
Hilarious.
It's like laying a brick wall. You put the brick first brick, and then the mortar, and then another brick.
He was laying...
Locks everything in place.
He was laying the foundation of a...
Boy, I was so disgusted, I was almost in tears.
Lieutenant Kyle Johnson with more police said... as they want to talk to this man in connection to the case.
And that individual was then observed and went to the cooler section where he proceeded to defecate.
There's no one watching the cameras in these fucking stores?
Inside one of the coolers before leaving the business.
Hilarious.
Adding that he was also allegedly...
Before leaving his business? Oh, leaving the business.
Yeah, both. He left his business and left the business.
Taking pictures of female customers inside the store.
It's a little... This guy's fucking...
Wow.
This guy's...
Well, he's got it wrong on. He got a lot of cylinders that aren't fired.
This guy's batting 1,000 to get into the Brian Wise Hall of Fame.
Oof.
A little bit disturbing. It's kind of out there. We don't see this much.
No shit, stupid.
Wait a minute. You don't see this much, so you see this.
Oh, yeah, you see it, but just not much.
Shirley immediately alerting employees, cleaning her hands, and then heading home with her two kids.
Here's the punchline. Ready?
Oh, no.
Here it is. Here it is. This made me...
Please tell me it was like a chocolate blizzard or something.
When I texted you this morning and said, show prep started slow but really picked up at the end of the night, this was the story I meant. This for me, I had to pause and I was in hysterics.
Bleached my hand. I disinfected my hand. All the way home, they still was like, Mom, I can smell it. I can smell it. And I'm like, I smell it too, baby.
Even...
I smell it too, baby. I'm sorry, ma'am. You sure that's not your taint?
Taint your business.
2 days later, still struggling to voice her frustration with what took place.
You can't even put it into words.
I think
you can. You put your hand in shit.
I think you did pretty good with saying shit on the news 3 times.
We reached out to Crest numerous times, but we never received a comment. Shirley says she was offered steaks by someone in their corporate office to make
steaks.
Up for her experience. Now ask for more.
That's
oddly enough, they were shit-covered steaks. It's a product they sell.
That's what it's worth, huh? Sticking your hand into a fucking pile of shit.
You know what? Why don't you just give them a couple $100 on it? You know, why don't you let them, you know, something?
Would you like some steaks?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
You know what? Yes, I tell you what. You give me those steaks, and I'll eat those while I'm conversing with my lawyer about our case.
Right. I mean, they got security footage of the guy taking a dump in the... is no one watching these cameras?
You know what this would have been a good moment for? Those snipers we put up for the ice cream lickers.
Yeah, that's just it. Nice, clean crack. One shot to the brain pan. Problem solved.
Yep.
And you wouldn't have to do it any more than 2 or 3 dozen times across the country.
And it'd be over.
Long enough for people to know that we're serious about it. Yep. And it would stop.
Yep, it would.
People think there's no consequence for doing stuff like this.
Exactly.
Once you create a consequence, you know, brains exploding into a fucking freezer case. I mean, so someone's got to clean the brains up. Granted, I got it.
You're on freezer brain D. Why am I picking this?
Why am I motherfucker on brain detail? In fact, why am I the motherfucker on brain detail? Someone's got to be, you know, what you do. That's a thing that rotates through your shift, like, you know, going to get the carts.
Yeah.
You know, you got Bobby's on brain detail today. He's got to scoop the brains out of the freezer case when some fucking mental deficient gets loose. Starts dropping logs in the fucking case.
You start picking them off the way we are fucking describing. I bet you a lot of those... mental patients would go away.
Quote unquote mental patients.
A lot of people would be cured pretty quick.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
And then we could actually concentrate on the ones that really fucking need it.
Yeah, you know, fuck
like
them.
Like you.
Fuck them too. Yeah, fuck them. There's another guy that's another situation where, you know, 25 cents worth of lead or whatever would have solved the world of problems.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Well, another big story we're following tonight. A wild
update. It's a wild update, everybody. It's another big story we're following tonight.
Update in a disturbing case. An Anne Arundel County man accused of assaulting a woman with a syringe. Now, police say they know what may have been in it. Other syringe.
Uh-oh. Oh, I got to go all the way on this one and say it was semen.
Ring the bell.
Syringes in the suspect's home were filled with semen.
They were filled with semen.
VJZ is live tonight.
I know a couple of girls who were...
I was going to say, nobody ever fucking filed a lawsuit on me for my needle fucking dick filled with semen.
God damn it. What makes me angry about that is that I was going to tell that joke and you beat me to it. God damn it. Fine, Jeff.
Max McGee with the new information.
Ow, Max!
Max McGee?
Ow, Max McGee. Chick's brother.
That was Fibber's fucking nephew.
I fucking, how old are you?
Shut up.
Max.
Rick, disturbing is the appropriate word to describe this story. Anne Arundel County.
You know,
can you just tell the fucking story, please?
Give me the story without your commentary, would you?
Police arrested 51-year-old Thomas Stemmen Tuesday on assault charges. Now they're trying to figure out if there are any other victims.
It's a case leaving people shocked and concerned.
Is it, though? I mean, is it? Is it? Shocked?
This is a local news broadcast, correct?
Churchton, Maryland.
So do you suppose everybody watching the news that night in Churchton, Maryland dropped their fucking forks from the fucking dinner, right onto the dinner plate, and everybody, the whole, everything in the house stopped while their eyes were, no, they didn't give a fuck.
The funniest scene in Casablanca, where he's shocked. A gambling's going on in this establishment. And then a boy walks up, here are your winnings, General.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, on what grounds? I'm shocked. Gambling is going on. Fuck you, Louie.
Anne Arundel County Police say last Tuesday, officers were called to this grocery store in Churchton for an assault with a possible syringe. Video footage appears to show a man stab a woman with something inside the entrance. Days later...
Is that code?
Later, detectives say they got a tip identifying 51-year-old...
Somebody got a tip.
Thomas Stemmen as the suspect. He was arrested and charged with first and second degree assault and reckless endangerment.
At least.
Now, police say semen was inside syringes they tested from Stemmen's home.
I got it. Ready? Here it is. Here's the joke.
Yeah?
Semen chanted evening. Thank you very much. That's the joke. That's the joke.
Holy shit. I think that's the name of this fucking episode.
Semen Chantity.
Oh, wow. That's good. Was it his?
Well, I would assume so.
Because that could really... This case could really take a bit of a turn right here,
And car, but it isn't clear if any one of those were used in the attack.
We need to... find out, do additional testing, find out what this...
We know, you nitwit coos.
...victim is up against if she was stabbed with one of those semen-filled syringes.
Look at the video again. You can see the victim...
If she was stabbed with one of those... ...sneedles?
That's really funny. That's Can I tell you what that is? That's alarmingly funny. That's really funny.
Katie Peters react in pain as the man in the video turns around to confront her. We spoke with the victim just days after her attack, and she told WJZ she remembered feeling like she was burned with a cigarette.
WJZ's got 99 problems, but it's needling.
You're killing me today. You're fucking killing me today. You are on fire, Durant. God damn it.
99 problems, but it's needling.
You're fucking killing me today. I can't compete with this. He's on a roll. It's a show where we're both supposed to be funny. Killing it.
I have my moments.
I started driving home, and then it started hurting really bad. I called my son, said, dude, something's not right.
Dude.
And this chick is exactly, she looks exactly how you think she looks.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, she's a mess.
A meth?
Happens. I hope I make it home. I love you.
The allegations have
left. I hope I make it home.
I got stabbed with a semen-filled needle. I don't know, if I'm going to make it back from the Tet Offensive here. Jesus Christ.
It's my least favorite Bonnie Tyler song, by the way.
What?
Left people in Anne Arundel County in disbelief.
People nowadays.
No, they're not.
No, that's
they just, are not.
That's just that.
They're telling not. You they are
they're not.
Not.
You hear that story, are you shocked and amazed?
No.
No, you're not. Because people are animals.
Chalk it up to another day in the fucking USA.
No, what they're thinking. Wow. I would say that's very disturbing.
Police say they're now looking to see...
Semen chanted evening. Figure out how to spell that.
If there are any other victims.
If you've seen this video, it's very aggressive. It's very deliberate, and that makes us feel like it's not his first time
well,
doing
it. Well, I don't
this.
Think it would
shit,
be an accident.
Stupid. What do you think?
Oh, well, I do believe I've dropped my Sneedle.
Oh, my stars. Three-year-old, this is Seattle, three-year-old hurt in a fall from a third-floor window in West Seattle.
A floor for every year.
Yeah. When reached for comment, Eric Clapton.
couldn't be reached, huh? Had no comment on that story, huh?
No. Nope.
Oh.
Can I tell you, by the way, I almost never write jokes in advance, but
yeah,
can I show you
would,
something?
Yeah.
Can I show you something? Where is it? Top story on that page. Read the joke as I wrote it. That's it. That's the joke.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I almost never write jokes in advance.
Yeah.
Almost never. That one I
that was good.
Semen chanted evening.
Developing tonight, the investigation into the dead body found in a car in Copiah County is raising more
Copiah County
questions than answers. That includes the message on the car and which county gets jurisdiction over this case. Three in your sides, Brendan Hall joins us.
Three in my side? I only have three in my ass, am I right? Jeff, you want to go to Five Guys? I'd love to. Let me start with two
yeah.
and see how I like it. Thank you very much. I told that joke at work recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like Five Guys? I said, I love it, but I'd like to start with two and see if I can work my way up to five. Yeah.
Start with two and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, live from Byron, that is.
Excuse me?
Spit it out, you fucking newsreader.
With details, Brendan.
We got right. Pre-tape your hits. I heard my ex on the radio the other day. I was coming home from somewhere, from the junkyard, actually,
yeah.
with my son. Yeah, and she was on the radio with some local, good morning, we're downtown, and she's probably fucking him anyway.
Right, Maggie, I'm here outside the Byron Police Department because that's who's taking the lead on this investigation, at least until that question of jurisdiction gets sorted out.
Diction.
The reason it's even an issue is because authorities say the car with the body inside of it was spotted in Byram, Copiah County, and Jackson all within the last few days.
What? Just
what?
You got to stay with it because it's got a punchline.
Byram Police Chief David Arrington says investigators are still trying to figure out where the original crime took place, but they did identify the victim as 34-year-old Anthony McCrillis.
He was identified through his tattoos and confirmed.
What? What the fuck did you just... What? Hang on. I didn't understand a word of that. You didn't get pizza rolls, and I didn't get any of this fucking white trash.
34-year-old Anthony McCrillis.
He was identified through his tattoos. And
oh, he was identified through his tattoo. Okay, got it.
Through his immediate family of his identity.
Okay. Arrington says an officer...
Say identity again.
...spotted McCrillis's car parked on the side of Old Byram Road at 9:30 Saturday morning.
And it stayed there all day long.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Until
nice and hot with the body of the trunk. Oh, yeah.
Until 6 p.m. Saturday night, he was still seen by another employee from the junkyard.
Uh-huh.
The manager of Stars Auto Parts, the junkyard Arrington refers to, is named Dan Peacock. He says he passed by the car a number of times Saturday, but by Sunday, it was gone.
Never stopped and looked or anything, but I knew it was kind of unusual. I figured somebody had... What drive it down here to sell it.
What?
Excuse me?
What the fuck is happening? Where is this fucking...
Fucking hell jacks need to take the marbles out of their mouth.
Richmond, Kentucky.
Oh, well. That explains a lot.
All questions have been answered.
Yes.
You know, we buy a bunch of cars. And I figured somebody was driving down there selling it and quit on it.
Those motherfuckers either talk so fast you can't understand them or talk so slow you can't understand
them. This is if you interviewed Boomhauer for the fucking
exactly.
News.
Yes.
Just never dawned on me anything like that when I
was.
Oh, dang old car, 6 p.m.
Car was somewhere in this vicinity.
The Capaya County.
My dad says he don't want to see me in the vicinity. Just because I stole his television.
County coroner tells us two young men stumbled across a car that said it was free. They then opened it up.
Yeah.
Turned on the engine.
Yeah. I love how
why are we them. Fucking doing?
The car was on the side of the road. It had a sign on it that said free.
Free.
So these guys climbed in, keyed the ignition, they started it and drove off. P.S. Dead body in the trunk.
But why do they have to put the sound effects in the fucking story?
Oh, no. Not just the sound effects. They actually filmed the guy getting into a car and the point of view of the hand going to the key to turn the ignition. Yeah, that they're showing you the whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
And drove it to Capaya County, only to discover a dead body inside.
I wish I would.
Oh, my stars.
Looked into it further. I might have could have helped him a little bit further with it, you know. But I...
What? God! Fucking Mushmouth Hilljack. Why don't you go make some shine or something? Fuck your sister or your cousin or something.
I love that band, Mushmouth Hilljack. Holy shit. Their album, Seam Enchanted Evening, was one of my favorites.
Silver Spoon and Sneedles.
Meth mouth idiot.
I just never stopped and looked at it. If I'd have stopped and looked at it, I'd probably trip.
Yeah. What? What are you saying?
He doesn't know.
I told myself I was going to quit yelling on this show. Because, you know. God, what are you fucking saying?
I'd finally flipped out if I was starting to see something like that. That's pretty crazy.
Chief Arrington.
That's fucking crazy, all right. Bodies stuffed in trunks.
Like, free cars.
Like fucking Casey Anthony's daughter. Yeah, it's wild.
And says McCrillis was seen alive.
By the way, that little blonde girl that got murdered by her boyfriend out in the...
No, we don't know that.
Yeah, I'm almost certain. There's a police video of where like they got called. Her and the boyfriend got into a fight.
Yeah.
And the cops got called, so they got like the cop video, you know, the chest, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Camera.
Yeah.
And her nips are...
We lose a good one there?
Oh, nips and camel toe all over that fucking video. Gee whiz. But right away, like you watch it and she just goes, I don't know, my OCD and just my vibe has been off. And
my vibe.
Like, yeah,
your
just,
vibe.
Yeah, my vibe. I get a vibe when I talk to you.
Fucking stuff some rocks in your bra, get your chakra realigned and
just,
deal with it.
You just know why she got killed. I mean, if you watch it, you just know. You know, watch the video. Watch it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I've been cleaning a lot and my OCD and I guess my vibe is like she attacked this guy and they wouldn't arrest her because you won't attack a woman for domestic violence. But anyway, yeah. And then now you know why she got murdered because it was that all the time.
Wow.
It was 22-year-old girl all the time. And even the guy fucking her is just like, God, you know.
I've had enough of this shit.
He's just like, you know.
And so has the world.
I have fucked this pig 100 times. And I can't fucking.
I can't
take anymore. There's only so much aggression I can take out on her pussy. Sooner or later, I got to put my hands around this coos's neck. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Huh.
Just days ago.
We do know that our victim was alive.
Victim?
At 9 p.m. on Friday night.
Yeah, well.
He was seen on a home surveillance video.
Yeah. He was taking a shit in a freezer at a local supermarket.
Yeah, right.
Piece of old shit sandwich.
Eric Clapton.
Kid still dead?
Still? Oh, his?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think he's going to write another fucking song about it.
Yay.
Boy, you have no idea. I mean, if you weren't there, you weren't there. You have no idea what a huge hit that was if you weren't around that. I mean, that was,
oh, yeah, it was
enormous.
Fucking huge. Yeah.
Song about his dead son.
Still didn't bring his kid back.
Oh, God. No, it didn't, Jeff.
Unless I missed something.
No,
you're
right.
May have missed something.
No, you're right. It didn't bring him back. Still dead. Him and Robert Plant's daughter.
Not enough money to...
Also still dead.
Yeah. Still dead?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Still dead, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes just chicks have to, you know, get killed by somebody to, you know, kind of... That's all I'm saying.
Kind of what? Let's finish that thought.
I don't know. Free the earth? I don't know. That's all I'm saying. She was hot, but you know, but yeah. that video, those
weren't enough tube socks to
those
stuff in her mouth.
And great big old nips, man. Where yeah. It's something. Yeah, it's nice. It is. It's you know, and then you're, you know, jerking to a dead girl at a certain point, and you're like, oh gee whiz, like how many more times, you know, can I do this? I mean, today only a couple more today, but you know. How much can a guy come? Gee whiz.
Jerking off to a dead girl and filling hypodermics.
Yeah, well, that's what... I mean, see? It all comes around. You know what
tainted
I mean?
Seed.
Tainted seed! Oh! Tainted seed!
Sometimes I feel I've got to get away.
Yeah, a little white girl went missing. Oh, gee whiz. We'll talk about that for... If Nancy Grace was still on the air, she'd have spent 6 months on that case. Fucking Natalie Holloway. Pull up that fucking clip of Patrice O'Neill and fucking... just do a search for Patrice O'Neill and Natalie Holloway on... What is that third world Peruvian bitch's name?
Patrice O'Neill and who?
Natalie Holloway.
Congratulations to you, my friend. Look at that white woman you're with. God damn.
God damn.
We're going to let this play out, but Patrice O'Neill's got the line on this. Somebody in the media tried to do this yesterday and failed badly. Patrice has got the line on it.
Nigga behind you going, yeah, son, I'm with my girl, but yo, for real? That white woman's amazing, isn't she? Tell the truth. He's with his black girlfriend like, nah, I don't know, but that, she's high level. That's a high level white woman right there.
It's a high
that
level
white woman is, that is, man, oh man, oh man. Black women get mad at that, but that is top shelf white woman right there.
Top shelf.
You know how you can tell how pretty a white woman is? The value. You look at her, and then you wonder how long they would look for if she was missing.
Yep. No.
Come on, take a look. Take a look. Look at this nigga. Look, 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 look! I saw you look mad, sweetie. How long if you was missing? How long you think they were... How long you think they were? Exactly. She don't even. She went. You know the deal. I ain't saying nothing wrong. White woman's life is valuable. What's his name? Joran Vandersloot? Right? We find out he was a serial killer. Man, he kills women. That's what he do. He do it well. You know what I mean? We know the girl that he, you know, supposedly had, what's the girl in Aruba? Natalie Holloway, right? But the one, he just killed a girl in Peru. What's her name? Exactly.
Exactly. Yep. Oh.
Look how bad you said Natalie. You said Natalie. Natalie Holloway, that angel. Y'all said that like Family Feud. All right, name a white girl been missing for 5 years in the room. Natalie Holloway. Survey son.
Top answer on the board.
Name a Peruvian girl that was killed yesterday. What is that big head third world Peruvian bitch's name? It has to be Yoris or something goofy. Don't get mad at yourself. I gave it to you. You saw how fast she said Natalie Holloway. Diana Ross right here said that. She knew her name. That white girl with Natalie Holloway. Oh. Man, you called yourself a woo. God bless you, man.
God
that is
bless
high
you,
level
man.
Right there. Don't be ashamed of it, gorgeous. She mad as hell. Fuck that white bitch. Well, you know, come on.
Fuck that
on.
White bitch.
Ain't nobody looking for you. I might look for you, but the news ain't you. You think Fox is reporting you're missing? Let's be honest. Nancy Grace, she leads story on Nancy Grace for the next 6 months. I'm looking at her because she's mad as hell. Black women don't like that shit, but it is what it is. Let's be. I don't be like that. Let's be honest. That little girl that went missing, she was sailing. Little girl went sailing. I forgot her damn name, but she went sailing and went missing in the Indian Ocean, okay? And they spent, good Lord, her mast broke and she was floating around and she gave out her little signal, her beacon. They looked for her. They spent $500,000. Like tax money to search for her. Now, if that's my daughter, I want that to happen too, but. If you go sailing. Let's be honest, how long you think? Are they gonna spend five? Come on. Remember football players in Miami went missing? They went sailing? They looked for them for 8 minutes. Maybe. They just sent somebody at the edge of the beach. I don't see him. We have to call off the search because it's too much sun. The sun, the conditions are abnormally difficult. If I go sailing, I'm taking a white baby on a keychain with me. If my boat go down, they gonna find me. I'm gonna have it hooked right to the side of my belt. And I'm gonna dress the baby real white too. I'm gonna put sweatpants on it and a pair of Ugg boots. And I'm gonna take a picture. And look at this white baby. You don't come get me. This white baby going down with me.
That is from Elephant in the Room, which was transformative for Patrice O'Neill.
Wow.
It's a very, very good hour. All right, listen, let's call it here. And check out the mini episode next week. We'll see you on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.